if we look at the project, I've done a kind of a shape which I think looks like a very beautiful car, and I have covered this with ice, or I have used the ice in defining the shape. This means that the car is at this point at least frozen, and frozen of course is like kind of suspended, it doesn't move, it's like kind of caught. It's not necessarily caught in time, as ice is very ephemeral and it's really beautiful, I think, but it's caught in a sense that it is very fragile. It has almost become it's almost like a fragile skin. It doesn't, I think, it shows its vulnerability by its dependence to its environment. It is a highly sensitive surface, you could say, ice. Being highly sensitive like this, the car obviously has to stand in a highly manicured space, a frozen space, a freezer or a frozen room. And what happens, I think, is that when you have a room, a fairly domestically sized room, the size of a big garage almost, which is minus 10 degrees, and you have people coming into this room, you instantly have the reaction that people start to freeze, logically. And what then happens, the next thing is, you have people say, oh, it's really cold here. Aha, the car is frozen, that's why it's cold, otherwise it would melt. The environment has kind of, you know, has been created to fit the car, but not the person.